On the phone, Sib, is the CEO of Shea Moisture, Richard Lou Dennis. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning,
how
Richard
Lou.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Okay, you got a campaign called Break the Walls Initiative. Now, it's been a while since I've been to the store to pick up some black hair care. But it's always in a certain section called the ethnic section, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so explain Break the Walls.
Yeah, so Break the Walls is about inclusivity and about beauty, inclusive beauty. And it's about saying we deserve access, we deserve assortment, we deserve choice, so we need more space, and we need to be, our beauty shouldn't be separated. We should be inclusive, and we should all be able to walk into any store and find all of our beauty needs, just like anybody else.
And so that means what? How do you go about doing that?
So first, the place you start is by getting rid of the separation, is by saying, let's have all of, so when you go to the store,
yeah,
and you want to find your hair care needs,
you want to find all of it,
right? You don't want to find just one or two SKUs or one or two products, because your beauty needs require more than that. And so what Break the Walls is about is saying, let's take away those walls that separate our beauty and say that we only deserve, 10 pieces of hair product when the rest of the store has 2,000 pieces of hair product.
Okay.
Let's have our 50 pieces of hair products, 100 pieces of hair products, where everybody can find it, where it's easy to go in the store and find it, where you feel when you walk in, you don't have to explain to your kids, no, we got to go around the corner, you got to bend down here, and you got to look under there to get it. It should be right front and center, where you can very, very easily find what you need.
So you're looking for placement in terms of eye-level placement, not, as you say, underneath and around and underneath.
Exactly. So what we're looking for is not just placement, but to go beyond placement and thoughtfulness in making sure that you have your Shea Moisture products or your beauty products as easily accessible anywhere in the store, where it's not based on some demographic that says,
yeah,
you're not big enough to be in the main in the main access areas, that says your beauty somehow is not as important to us as somebody else's beauty.
Okay, because it's not in one place. You have to go look for the Shea Moisture and other ethnic.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. So suppose the store owners say, well, isn't it easier for you to find it when we put it in black hair care sections?
So I think and the store owners have been very, very receptive and have been very helpful. It took us 16 years to be able to have this dialogue. So they've really come around, and I think as you go into retail today, you see the changes and you see the improvement in the number of products that we have for women of color in the store. You see the different, not just the number, but the different types of products that you have that they have for the store. Having said that, they should be focused on our need states, right? So you have hyperpigmentation, you have thick curly hair, you have dry damaged hair, you have relaxed hair, you have all of these different need states as a woman of color for beauty needs. And so what the store owners will now tell you is that, yeah, we get that. And so they too are behind this movement to say, let's take all of this beauty and let's put it together so that when you're going to look for your lotion, or you're going to look for your cosmetics, or you're going to look for your body wash, you're not looking all over the place.
Well, what's the call to action? What do you want us to do as consumers?
Well, for one thing, I want I'm asking for your support in buying Shea Moisture, of course, But then also as consumers, we want to start having these dialogues that say, hey, we have a voice, we have needs, and we want those needs met, and we're going to stand up and say, hey, no longer are we going to just accept things as they are. We're going to challenge the status quo around how our beauty has been treated, and we're going to take back our beauty.
So hashtag break the wall.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Hashtag break the wall. Breakthewalls.com.
All right, Rich Lou Dennis, and thanks for participating in the Fantastic Voyage.